Your top stories on Blitz this hour. The Proteas beat Bangladesh by 200 runs to pull off clean sweep. Arsenal punish Everton while Spurs hammer Liverpool. SuperSport United win in Tunisia to advance to Confed Cup final. Lewis Hamilton edges closer to 2017 F1 crown. And Sergio Garcia wins on home soil to claim the Andalusia Masters title.
The advantage was with Tunisian side Club Africain thanks to their away goal heading into the second leg of their CAF Confederation Cup semi-final against SuperSport United, with the aggregate score locked at 1-1 in Tunis. It was the South Africans that made a more promising start. To Sapala's through ball found Bradley Grobler, who slotted the ball home, but the strike was ruled offside. Grobler made amends in the 16th minute with a powerful header.
Grobler! Header.
The hosts almost rallied back immediately. Nicholas Sopoku's shot was cleared off the line by defender Morgan Gould. In the 26th minute, Ibrahim Chaini's shot went agonisingly wide of the post, much to the relief of Ronwin Williams and his SuperSport United goals. Club Africain continued to apply the pressure. This time Williams produced a fantastic save to keep out Gatsi Ayadi's header in the 35th minute. The South Africans doubled their lead early in the second half. De Boer Mokoena linking up with Jeremy Brockie, and the New Zealander calmly slotted the ball inside the far post. 2 minutes later, Club Africain were back in the game when they were awarded a penalty when Gould was adjudged to have bundled over skipper Sabir Khalifa in the area. The captain took the responsibility of the spot kick, sending Williams the wrong way to pull back a goal. However, SuperSport United restored their two-goal lead when Bradley Grobler beat the offside trap to complete his brace in the 64th minute. 3-1 the final score and 4-2 in aggregate, as SuperSport United become just the second South African side to advance to the finals of the CAF Confederation Cup after Eric Tinkler did so with former club Orlando Pirates in 2015. SuperSport United are set to face TP Mazembe in the final of the CAF Confederation Cup 2017 after the Congolese club defeated FUS Rabat by 1-0 in the other semi-final. The first leg of the final is set to take place in the DRC on the 17th of November, with the return leg on the 24th. Cape Town City FC, still reeling from their MTN8 final defeat to SuperSport United last weekend, travelled to East London for an AFSA Premiership clash with Chip United. Benny McCarthy's side started well and took the lead in the 18th minute, with Leonardo Majoro setting up Lyle Kay.
Majoro goes away from goal, gets it to the back post. That is a cracker from Lyle Kay. That is a stunning goal on the full body, and Cape Town City have the lead.
However, the Chile boys came fighting back with an early second half goal. Abel Mabaso with a brilliant strike to level the scoreline. The hosts completed their come-from-behind victory when veteran Kaklejo Mashego finished off a goal-mouth scrap, much to the delight of the home supporters. 2-1 the final score as Chippa United extend their unbeaten run in the Premiership to 6 games, while the Citizens slump to consecutive defeats in all competitions. In Sunday's other result, the table-topping Baroka FC suffered their first league defeats of the season, going down to the defending league champions Bidvest Wit. Vincent Pule with the winning goal to give the Clever Boys all 3 points. Baroka FC now only have a 1-point lead at the top of the table, ahead of Golden Arrows, with Soweto rivals Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs holding down 3rd and 4th respectively. Chippa United move into the top 8 with their win over Cape Town City FC. AmaZulu move above Mamelodi Sundowns with their 2-1 victory over the Brazilians on Saturday, while Bidvest Wit go above SuperSport United, but Matsatsanta have only played 4 games due to their continental duty in the CAF Confederations Cup.
Be sure not to miss any Telkom knockout action, with SuperSport bringing you a whole host of exciting fixtures. Maritzburg United and Platinum Stars get things going on Friday night, live on SuperSport 4. The US Grand Prix was a star-studded affair, with the likes of sprint legend Usain Bolt and former US President Bill Clinton among the guests at the Circuit of the Americas. Lewis Hamilton had an outside chance of sealing the 2017 title. He had to outscore rival Sebastian Vettel by 16 points to pull it off. The two started together in the front row, with the Brits on pole.
It's lights out, away we go. Vettel gets away faster. Lewis Hamilton has to move up to the covering, but as he moves moved over enough. Sebastian Vettel has got the inside line here, squeezes into the lead. Hamilton in second, Bottas around the outside of Ricciardo. Raikkonen getting on the act as well, and Vettel leads down the hill. Then the Ferrari with an excellent start. Esteban Ocon battling away with Kimi Raikkonen, and he gets ahead of the Finn going through in the turn two. But it's Vettel from Hamilton, then comes Bottas and Ricciardo.
Vettel made a fantastic start with Hamilton close behind him. Giving chase, Valtteri Bottas and Daniel Ricciardo were involved in a heated battle for third place, going wheel to wheel through turns 1 and 2. The Mercedes man managed to retain his position. The lead switched hands in the 7th lap with Hamilton pushing his machine to its limits to overtake Vettel. It was turning into a true two-horse race. Hamilton and Vettel had stretched their lead to over 6 seconds ahead of 3rd. Pascal Wehrlein was forced to retire Sauber after early contact with Kevin Magnussen at turn 1. Ricciardo's race was done after 17 laps when he came across some mechanical issues. He had just come off the long back straight before suffering a total loss of power. Hamilton stopped in the pit after 20 laps, giving those behind him the opportunity to close the gap. Young Max Verstappen then snatched the lead, seconds ahead of the Brit. But Hamilton showed why he's one of the best, reclaiming his spot in lap 23. Further back, there was a proper fight for 6th taking place between Esteban Ocon, Carlos Sainz and Sergio Perez. Daniel Kvyat, who has a lot to prove, also made his presence known in the tussle. Vettel was falling behind in the race, but teammate Kimi Raikkonen was doing enough to make Ferrari proud, putting on a true show in Texas. A number of the drivers made late attacks, trying to finish as high as possible in the standings, but there was one thing for sure: no one was going to stop Hamilton.
Goes down the inside, Max Verstappen, as Lewis Hamilton wins the US Grand Prix. It's a 5th win out of 6 races in Austin. Verstappen is ahead of Kimi Raikkonen. Sebastian Vettel comes home to take 2nd place.
Verstappen finished in 3rd place, but due to a few penalties, he was kicked off of the podium, replaced by Raikkonen. Mercedes, meanwhile, clinched the Constructors' Championship. The 3rd last Grand Prix of the season will take place in Mexico. You can catch every moment from the first practice to the main race live on Supersports.
The MotoGP circuit moves on to Malaysia. All of the action comes to you live on your World of Champions Supersport.
The Superbike World Championship comes to an end in Qatar with the 13th and final round. You can watch race 1 on Friday the 3rd of November live on Supersport 2, and then race 2 is live on Saturday on Supersport 5.
Once again, there was drama at Valderrama on the final round of the Valderrama Andalucía Masters. It came down to a two-way battle for the title between Jos Lauten and Sergio Garcia. Lauten won behind the Spaniard as he stood on the 15th tee. Fabulous tee shot into the long par 3. He would make birdie, and suddenly they were all square. Lauten, though, would then miss a short putt at 16. And at 18, needed to hold this one to put pressure on Garcia, who was in close. The Dutchman knew that he really had to hold that. Garcia, meanwhile, had played beautifully all day. This is 3rd into the 11th, the par 5. That made it 3 birdies in a row for the tournament host. And then at 17, he needed this to stay one ahead. Not an easy putt, but he held it. Terrific atmosphere in front of big crowds here at the famous Spanish course. Great second into the last 2, despite the fact that his right foot slipped before the club made contact with the ball. Wonderful approach by this Masters champion. And then after Lauten had missed, Garcia able to hole out for par to win by 1. What a year for Sergio Garcia, for his wife Angela, for his dad Victor, the Dubai Desert Classic, the Masters, and now his home tournament, as he maintains a phenomenal record of consistency around Valderrama. A really exciting day's golf, in which many players who looked as if they had lost their European Tour card won it back. But Sergio, the champion.
Turkey will be the next stop on the European tour, with day one of the Turkish Airlines Open coming to you live on Thursday from 11 o'clock on SuperSport 1.
Next up on the PGA Tour is the World Golf Championships HSBC Champions. Day one gets underway in Shanghai on Thursday, and you can catch it live on SuperSport 2.
The Sharks will be eyeing their first Currie Cup crown since 2013 when they host Western Province in the finale on Saturday. We at your World of Champions will cover it all from start to finish. Be sure not to miss a second of the action. The EC Windbreakers and Soweto Panthers continued the BNL playoffs on Sunday. The Windbreakers narrowly lost to the Tshwane Suns earlier in the day, but they made a bright start against the Panthers. Nevertheless, the Panthers came charging back and gave the Windbreakers a tough time, especially in the second quarter, where the men from the East recorded only 2 points. They put their foot on the pedal after half-time, leaving the Windbreakers chasing. They sunk a couple from beyond the arc, and their shooters were clinical in the paint, beating them for a second time this weekend. The Tshwane Suns have been bossing the BNL playoffs, and this was made clear on Sunday with two top-notch performances against the Windbreakers and Panthers.